Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, what time we got? 8 o'clock. Okay, we have to see. Binyamin's on the bus. He's not on the bus. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so we were in the middle of doing this Rajba. We sort of smeared it through, but what happened is, just to summarize again, Tosfos leaves a shver. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, don't we say essay Teichel also say? The Ramban just answers because. Get the exact lotion of the Ramban is because it's the
Called the Lotavsi
the exact what's the lotion?
Kedushin of Kizika. I think called the Lotavsi Kedushin Kizika. Thank.
He said, wait a second, get the Ramban. The Ramban's lotion is. The low Tatsi Bo Kedushin is Mafkia Zika. So what we were discussing yesterday, we had a Hakira. His chat is that the Rabbanan also hold this Svara, the 12 that no Tatsi but Kedusha Mafkia Zika, but they hold Essay Deiche, and the Rabbah and Akiva doesn't hold of Essay Deiche. Or Pshat is that the Rabbanan don't hold of this Svara. The Rabbanan don't hold of called the no Tatsi but Kedusha Mafkia Zika. In other words, with this Svara, Essay Deiche can't work on this Svara. Because essay can be only Deicha the Isser Bia. And the Rabbi Akiva is holding some new Svara that the Rabbanan don't hold of. Right? Those were our two Stadim that we had yesterday. Right? No, Sandy, you're looking like I'm crazy. You look at me like
No,
I'm
no,
crazy.
no, 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 no. I'm about to ask if Fabi can repeat it.
What? No, we're saying that we have the Ramban said, Pshat in Rabbi Akiva is. Called it al tapsi but kedusha mafkia zika. So in other words, that he's understanding the way lo tapsi but kedusha makes her mutter the shuka because lo tapsi but kedusha is mafkia zika. So does he mean to say that this is a new svara, and the rabbanan bichlal don't hold it such a svara? I, the rabbanan, agree that chayve krisis is no zika, is mutter the shuka. That's not Alsa's svara. That's for a different reason. And that the Rabbanan have one reason why there's no Yibum Chalitza. And the Rabbi Akiva has a completely different reason. Or no, everybody agrees that the reason why Chayve Krisis is Mafkia Zika is because it's not Tavsi Bo Kedushin. And al tapsi bo kedusha mafkia zika. The machlokes is when you have an essay deiche, does an essay deiche remove that reason? Right, that was our chakira because we thought the Rabbanan also agreed to this svara that the chol al tapsi bo kedusha mafkia zika. We thought that's a pashin svara. Zika is like a form of kedushin. If it's al tapsi bo kedushin, you can't have zika. We thought. The Rabbanan Svara is that granted that Lo Tatsi Kedusha Mafkia Zika, but since essay Deicha Lo Sasei, so the essay is Deicha that Lo Tatsi Bo Kedushin, which I think is what Rav Shimon says. I think so. So then you would have to say the Machlokes is not in this Svara. The Machlokes is whether this Svara applies when you have an essay Deicha. But the Lashon, we pointed out that that's not mashma, the Lashon of the Ramban. The Lashon Ramban is mashma that he's coming up with a new svara. That means the svara that the Rav Kiva Rebbanan don't hold to this svara of Kol Dil Al Tafsi for Kedushim Afkiya Zika. Right, that's the mashmos of the Ramban.
Rabbi, speaking of the Lashon, I'm just trying to figure out that the line that says Goli Rachmana, that line, what are they Rishonim Ramban Rashba says it also. What are they adding in that Goli Rachmana by Erva? In other words,
from the pasuk of the drashas, we have drasha. Without a drasha, we wouldn't know that the chayve increases don't have yibum and chalitza. So it's maybe a salah, maybe it's daf chav.
I'm saying is that Goli Rachmana part specifically to Rabbi Akiva, meaning Rabbi Akiva, Goli Rachmana by according to Rabbi Akiva as opposed to Rabbanan.
Yeah, without a pasuk, he's saying even at Rabbi Akiva, when, you know, theoretically you could say we're making up some new svar in Rabbi Akiva that Rabbanan don't hold up. So you could have said Rabbi Akiva pulls a svara out of his hat. That it's a svara. Zika is like marriage. If it's Latasi Bakdushin, you can't have Zika. So he's saying no, that even Rabbi Akiva, a father Rabbi Akiva didn't pull this svara out of his hat. That's how he understands the psukim here.
No, I'm sorry, just to clarify, does the Chacham also agree whatever he's saying that Rabbi Akiva has by Erva or by Krisas, the Chacham also have it, just Rabbi Akiva extends it, Gol Rachmana by Erva and extends it to Chai Vilavin as opposed to the Chachamim? Or no, the even by Erva, the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva would argue as well.
That's the same question I was asking, because the Lashon is Mashma. That that Rabbi Kiva learned Shad in the pasuk that the Kol Dil Al Tafsi Kedushim Afkiya Zika, while the Chachamim have a different Shad in the pasuk. That's what the Lashon is Mashma. Right. Okay. Anyway, I think I sent you today. I want to go through the Rasha, but before we get to the Rasha, I sent the Birka Shmuel. He actually. Very unusual Birka Shmuel here, because usually the Birka Shmuel you can't read, and this one actually reads very nicely. There's a Shvera Birka Shmuel. Why is he so readable?
There's got to be a catch somewhere.
Yes, but he says that he explains it very nicely. So let's read the Birka Shmuel, at least the first paragraph, you know, in Dawid Aleph, because he really speaks out. He says it. Very nice. He quotes Tysus.
This is Simon Dawud, right?
Simon Dawud is Aleph. So yeah, first, I'm skipping the beginning. First, he quotes Tysus, and then he quotes Ramban and the Rashba. And then he says, Bir Debrayim, Vir Advarim, right? So after he brings Ramban and Rashba, Tirsu, that Gemara Yadra Akiva says, the Kol Dil Al Tafsi Kedushim Afkiya Zika, Bir Advarim.
Which line is that? How many lines down? I can't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down.
I have Mim Sada Lafisa.
What?
Oh, Bir Advarim, I have it. Okay.
Bir Advarim. That Gemara Yada. That Libet Rabbi Akiva. Ma'ad Din Arayis. Belavim Afkin Zika. Havik Kimo Simit. The Yavama Kazu, Sheesh, but did the Altafsi book Kedushin, Yeah, Nifka Zika. I don't know what he means, a simon. The man that did not write it, Bafkia Zika, Have Mo Simon. The Yavama Kazu, Sheesh, but did the Altafsi Kedushin, Yeah, Nifka Zika. I don't get that line. It's a simon, it's not a simon. It's a Siba. I don't know what I'm sorry. I lost it.
No, why? He's saying that, you know, the Torah is telling us that when there's Arayas, there's no Yibum. So he's saying that is not the Siba. We're not saying that the Siba is that because it's an Erva, the Kiddushin, not Typhus. Rather, it's only a Simon. And the real reason is that if there's no Kiddushin, you know, then we say that it's Makir the Zika.
In other words, it's not the Isser Bia.
It's not Isabiyah. That's
in other words, Arayas Alava means Isabiyah. Okay. It's Ivo Simon that the fact that it's Lotasi Bo Kedushin, which is Lotasi Bo Kedushin is a Siba. Okay, you're right. Lotasi Bo Kedushin is a Siba. but the Isser Bia is only a simon. That's okay, you're right. That's what we said, the V, the upside down V. That the
what does kamosimon mean? Why not just simon?
I don't know. You can't ask these questions in Rebbeinu Shmuel.
Isn't even doctic like
yeah, but I don't know. But anyway, but in other words, there's a metzias of an erva. The erva causes an Isser Bia, but it also causes a lo tafsi bo kedushin. And the lo tafsi bo kedushin was mafkia the zika. Nimsa. So here's what I wanted. The nafka mila gedayla, bein bir din erva liba da chamim, u bein dir din erva liba akiva. Now, the way erva works to be mafta pater her is completely different between Rabbi Kiva and Achamim. Now, Libid Achamim, Ma Deleka Heter Ligibim, Ayade Din Irba Zem Afkir Li Zika. What's Mafkir the Zika is that it's Ain Oyde Ligibim, which is very strange. I wouldn't have said that because we see by Chai Velam and Vasei it's not true. I wouldn't have said that Shad Achamim. But he's saying that Alibid Achamim, the thing that makes Mafkia Zika is the Leka Heter Yibo.
Isn't he using the Drusha Imliach quotes?
Yeah, but what's the Hesber?
But he's using but the Drusha sets out like how it works. Also, okay, but the Drusha says in Oliva,
therefore. Once the Torah says that by Chai Velav and Vasei there is Yib Chalitza, so you see that it's not the fact that you can't do Yibum, that's Mafkia Zika. So now you have to go back and reinterpret why there's no the Karais in Mafkia Zika. It's not Mafkia Zika.
Why not say
like I had their Yibum? Because
is it the way that it's Mashma Adrabu that it's Yeshukha Yibam Acharas, meaning like This is a like Zaitika Yivama, that's not the Stam Yivama.
Yeah, but Pashup Shah.
So it works differently.
I'm not arguing with you, but I am arguing with you, I guess. That's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, you know, it could be that it's a totally in the derech of learning. That's very possible. That there's a totally in the derech of learning is that the way I would have learned is you have the drashas, and the drashas all tell you the din. And now we look at the conclusion of all the drashas together, and we have to figure out what the din is. And once the Torah tells you a second drasha that says that Chai Ve'lav and Vasei don't have Yibam, but they still have Chalitza, so the second drasha is telling you that Pshat in the first drasha is wrong. And if I only had the first drasha, I would say, like the Berge Shmuel, that whenever there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. And even Chai Ve'lav and Vasei don't have Chalitza. That's what I would have said with the first drasha. Right? The Kol She'no to Yibum, Eino to Chalitza. So the Ptur is Eino to Yibum, and even Chai Ve'lav and Vasei don't have Yibum and Chalitza. Comes along the second drasha and tells you that Chai Ve'lav and Vasei have Chalitza. So that's Megadah, that a Ptur Yibum and Isser Yibum, and the fact that you can't do Yibum is not Mafkia Zika's Chalitza. So now I have to go back and reinterpret why did the Torah say Kol She'no to Yibum Eino to Chalitza B'Chai Ve'Krisis. It's not because Eino to the Yibum. It's only a simen, the dover. It's no longer the siba. It's only the simen. But the reason is because it's chai v'krisis. It's obviously not the ein oid of the yibum, because if it would be the ein oid of the yibum, then then it would have then the chai v'lav and vasei don't make sense. No.
When do we see some? I thought we see sometimes drushas are making exceptions. No, like it's not. They're not like so serious. Like,
okay, but. I hear that this is weird. The you know, I suspect this is a different derech in learning. No, it's
whether
it's
or not very, there's exception drushes.
Yeah, in other words, I actually had this, but I don't remember once. But I definitely had this when I was learning of Shia. that we had, that there was a question how you read drushes, and I remember him telling me that this was a difference in the Derech learning and how you explain drushes. And part of it was whether you make the drushes logical or exactly, but regretfully, I don't remember exactly what he said. But I do remember, it was very clear from him that there was some basic machlokes and how to understand drushes. How much, but the way, I'm saying the way I would have understood it, and I think that's the Pashim Shah, you know, obviously everyone thinks what they understood is Pashim. The way I would have understood it, we get to Daf Chav. If we only have the first drasha of Kol Sheino to Yibei No to Chalitza, so then, and that includes even Chai Ve'lam of Asay, the Gemara says, so Eino Chinami, that drasha is telling you that Eino Ida to Yibon causes a Ptur Zika, which is very Mistavra, that the Torah only gives a Zika because they want Yibon. If you can't have Yibon, we're not interested in you, so we don't give you a Zika. But once the Torah goes ahead and writes that Chai Ve'lam of Asay, what?
That's not an erva at all.
It's not because of erva. Right. I'm saying I'm going through the order of the Gemara and Daf Chav. The Gemara and Daf Chav says if I have the first drasha, I would have said that even Chai Ve'lam of Asay is parted from Chalitza. Because there's a drasha, Kol Sheino de Yibam, Eino de Chalitza. Then we have a second drasha that says, Yesh Lecho Yivam Ha'achas, Sha'ode de Chalitza, even though it's not Ode de Yibam. And that teaches us that Chai Ve'lam of Asay have Chalitza. So I'm saying that the way I would have learned, which is that the after the pasuk, so Zetman the fun that our hashkafa was wrong, that there is no such hashkafa of Eino de Yibum, it's Gairim Eino de Chalitza, because that's not, you see, that's not true. Because you see by Chai Ve'lam of Asay, even though it's totally Eino de Yibum, it has Chalitza. Many people say in Bodo Lo Kano, and it's a your Chai Veshazach, and still there's a mitzvah chalitza. So you see that mitzvah chalitza, the absence of a mitzvah yibum does not cause no chalitza. Aye, so now what pshat in the pasuk that said koshen o the yibay no the chalitza that we're applying to Chai Veshazach? That's because. Not because ain't only the Yibum, that's because it's an otatsi but kedushin, like the Rashba and the Rabban say in Rabbi Akiva. That's how I would have learned. But the Birgit Shmuel is not saying that. Birgit Shmuel may be saying like that in Rabbi Akiva. Let's see it again. Rabbi Akiva, Yada Gemara, that beer din erbahu, they called the Buddha Yibama kedu. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Daliu da chamim ma deleka heter de yibum ide din erva zemafia zika. It's the absence of a heter yibum. Aye, so then why doesn't it apply to chai ve lava say? Because for some reason you need that the lack of heter yibum is aydei din erva, but which is like a double talk. He says that the lack of heter yibum aydei din erva. It's both together, but it's a lack of heter yibum, and therefore it should apply to chai ve'lavin too. Comes along the second pausing and says. It has to be a leka heter yibo ayidei din erva. Right? But it's the etzem, it's a leka heter yibum that does it, except not every leka heter yibum does it. Only a leka heter yibum ayidei din erva. What's the logic in that? No logic. There's a kasa. Right? That's what Aaron is saying. No, you, am I making sense? He's turning Rabbanan into a Xeris HaKasim. That the Pasuk of Kol Sheino de Yibum Eino de Chalitza is saying that the thing that makes no Zika is Eino de Yibum. Like a Heter Yibum. Aye, so then why does it apply to Chai Velava, say? Because there's a pasuk that says that it has to be like a hetzegiba by day din erva. What kind of svar is that? That it has to be like a hetzegiba by day din erva. It's like a hetzegiba. It's like a hetzegiba. My nishtana. So what Aaron is saying,
the Gemara itself doesn't know the movement. The Gemara says Marois, and the Gemara has to say Tafsi Bakadushin. I mean, the Gemara itself doesn't understand the absolute logic. That's not fair.
Yeah,
the Gemara is just making a chiddik, but why does that chiddik make for a difference? But the Birkas Shmuel is saying, I would have learned when I read the Gemara, is the Gemara Segufa saying, the Ramban Sarah. That's how I read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying Tafsi Bo Kedushin, and we're understanding the Havana of the Pasuk. Nekol Sheino Yibei Noda Chalitza is only a simen, and what's really making the tour is a little Tafsi Bo Kedushin, like the Ramban is saying in Rebbe Kiva, because the Tafsi, you can't be Tafsi Bo Zikun, it's not Tafsi Bo Kedushin.
But just as Marroyas, it doesn't say that's not a Siva, it says Marroyas.
Yeah, that's very good. That's what the Marroyas say. That's how we explain the Pasuk. It makes sense. We're making sense out of the Pasuk by making such a Chiddush. But that's not how the Birkas Shmuel is learning it. The Birkas Shmuel is learning it. We're sticking to the Hava Mina, which is saying that again, the Aliva Dachamim, Madaleka Heter the Yibum is what does it, but it has to be Ide Din Erva. Okay, let's keep on reading. But that's what it sounds like. That's I mean, I happen to be agreeing with Aaron that that's what he's saying, but I just think it's very Kiddushik. I really do suspect this is a different Derech in learning. It's like, you know, you follow, okay. No,
but the briskers held that they put the drushes or begal the darim of all the dinam.
Right, so this is what I said. This is what I feel from Rashi. It's also telling something that in the brisk earlier that we pay more attention to the drusha. But I don't remember exactly what he said, so I don't want to blame it on him. But I remember that I wanted to make at the end of the drush.